Here's a look at the utility tree, or localization store. Notice that in broad terms, it's organized in a cave, edex, and common structure, with two pieces of the cave part, cave config and cave static. Cave config contains strictly config.xml files that are plugin specific. Most of the values that are in these files are set by various cave GUIs. In fact, the cave config directory doesn't even get created until certain GUIs are accessed. For example, settings like a user-defined storm motion are stored in cave config. When I changed my storm motion, the system stored my settings in this config.xml file. Cave static contains all the other localization files that cave alone would need to access. These files include overrides for menus, display configurations, color tables, procedures, and more. We'll look at them in detail in the Cave Overview module. A common static area contains config files that are needed by both Cave and edex. These files would include things like WarnGen templates and files that support decision assistance tools like Scan, FFmp, SafeSeas, Snow, etc. Also located in common static are some files from which a few Cave menus are dynamically built when edex starts. For example, radarsinuse.txt contains a site's list of dedicated and dial radars and the radars that comprise radar mosaics for that site. When edex starts, it reads radarsinuse.txt and builds menu files and places them in cave static. This also means that radar menu changes have to be done in a particular way to avoid your changes from being overwritten anytime edex restarts. This also applies to the upper air menu and to the INSEP hydro menu. Details of this are shown in the cave configuration exercises. Common static also contains the purge rules files, which specify the time span or numbers of files to keep when data are purged from the system. The edex static directory contains all the files that only affect edex, which, at the highest level, control data ingest and decoding. Particular examples of files contained here are the GFV server configuration files, the distribution files that link raw file names to particular decoders, and the tables which assist the GRIB decoder with its decoding. The plugin filters files can limit the amount of data that a plugin decodes by area.